早晨，弟兄姊妹。
Good morning, brothers and sisters。
曾經用過兩次嘅交通嚟到交通到希伯來書第十二章裏邊信心偉人嘅信心。
We've spent two previous times together and looking into Hebrews chapter 12, speaking about the matter of faith.
都容讓我哋從聖經裏邊啲人物嚟到學習。
May we be able to learn from the characters that are depicted in the Bible.
睇希伯來書係十一章啊。
So it's Hebrews chapter 11.
喺今朝願意都繼續。在十一章里边嚟到继续交通
this morning,
一啲信心嘅学习。
This morning we would like to continue our study into Hebrews chapter 11 into this matter of faith.
我哋曾经嚟到交通过几个嘅人物，旧约嘅人物。
Now we have shared on a couple of the characters we found that lived in the Old Testament times.
虽然佢系旧约里边嘅人，但系从远处望见。雖然未得到，但係佢卻係知道。
And even though they were living in the Old Testament time, and this is something that they could not see happening in their lifetime, but these were individuals that we can see that saw something, something for them to have, something for them that was prepared for them.
簡單嘅嚟講，亞伯佢係睇見人需要贖罪。
We realize from the person of Abel that there is a need for redemption of sin.
個人佢卻睇唔見，佢以為靠住人嘅努力能夠得到神嘅悦納。
But for Cain, the character Cain, he did not see that. He thought that it was sufficient to use your own strength sufficiently to gain to get you to that point.
並且佢以為佢有義行，實情佢係冇嘅。
He thought that he had good works when in fact he did not.
以諾因着信被主嚟到接去。
Enoch, because of his faith, he was taken to be with God.
佢喺地上边生儿育女，与主同行三百年。
He lived a full life here on earth with many sons and daughters, and he lived here on earth.
以諾佢所睇见嘅就系话我哋与主嚟到同活。
But what he saw was that he needed to dwell with Christ.
在地上边生儿养女，却一路与主嚟同行。
That even though we live our daily lives today to have our family to do our daily things, that we need to walk together with the Lord.
呢个系俾我哋启示，我哋喺地上边应当如何嘅按着我睇见与主嚟同行而活。
And this is a revelation that's given to us so that we might know that as we live our day-to-day lives, how we are to walk with our Lord.
挪亚所睇见嘅。乃是救恩里边的基督。
Now, Noah, the person of Noah saw the Christ that was in the center of salvation.
因为藉住方舟，佢同一家嚟到得救，这个乃是预表基督的救恩。
The fact that he and his family was saved through the flood, by being in the ark represented, is a symbol of or represented Christ and his salvation.
并且亦都从远处嚟睇见基督嘅审判。
And so from afar, he saw the judgment of Christ that was to come.
从亚伯拉罕嘅身上，我又睇见另一个事情。
Now from the person of Abraham, we saw something else.
因着佢献以撒嘅缘故。
From his desire, the willingness to offer up his son Isaac as a sacrifice.
佢睇见呢位基督系复活嘅基督。
He saw that this Christ was a Christ of resurrection.
能够从死里边复活嘅。
That there is a resurrection from the dead that was possible.
并且他渴望的是一个永远的家乡，不是属地的。
And what he desired, what he yearned for, was a heavenly home, not just a home here on earth.
他在灵的里面看见那个新的耶路撒冷。
And in the spirit, he could see the new Jerusalem.
好像神在这些人的身上边，一点一滴来到向我们来启示。
It appears as if God is speaking to us through these individuals, one point by one point by one point.
我又觉得好像我们来到一片的树林里面。
It's almost as if we have come out into the midst of the forest.
我们看见，哎呀，这里有很多的柠檬树。
Oh, we see on the one hand, oh, there's a crop of lemon trees there.
这边有很多的苹果树。
And here on the other side is a crop of apple trees.
这里有些无花果树。
And there are fig trees over here.
啊，神就将啊啊呢啲古事啊信心伟人啊一棵一棵嘅啊俾我哋睇见啊，有一种唔同嘅特质喺佢身上面。
And God is now revealing this entire scene to us one by one, and for us to recognize there is something unique with each and every scene.
啊，佢哋都系树，但系有唔同嘅特质。
They are all trees, but each and every one has its own uniqueness.
好似头先我讲啊，每一个嘅呢啲嘅古人啊，佢哋又喺基督里边睇见一啲唔同嘅事物。
Just like the characters of old that we had just spoken of, they, each and every one, saw something of Christ that was a little bit different.
当我们一讲到他们的时候，就会想起啊，他所见证、他所睇见的事情，就是他的身一生所代表的。
Whenever we speak of any one of these characters of the old, immediately what comes to mind is that specific revelation that was given specifically to them.
我们如果再看下去的时候，
But if we continue forward,
好像我们看见摩西。
When we come to Moses,
我就想起摩西嚟带以色列人嚟出红海。
We remember immediately about Jesus, about Moses leading,
过红海出埃及啊。
Leading the Israelites out of Egypt and then crossing the Red Sea.
啊，呢个乃系讲到基督徒得胜嘅经历。
This is the, to tell us of the experience of victory for Christians.
啊，你要离开世界啊，进入嗰个美地。
How we are to leave the world behind in order for us to enter into a better land.
啊，又系另外一棵树所代表嘅另外一啲嘅事情，但系都喺基督里边嘅。
This is another tree that is now that comes into focus now, but we see Christ in this as well.
啊，所以盼望我嚟到睇呢啲人物嘅时候，我都嚟问我自己。
So when we read through and study these characters, may we ask ourselves this question?
啊，究竟啊，基督喺我一生嘅里边俾我睇见啲咩嘢？
What is it that Christ is showing to me on a personal basis?
又叫我学习一啲咩嘅功课？
And what is it that the Christ wants for me to learn? What lesson?
有一日，当人你讲到某某弟兄、某某姊妹嘅时候，会谂起基督喺佢身上边做咗咩嘅工作，叫佢啊，俾人睇见嘅时候，觉得呢个弟兄就有个基督嘅呢个特质。
And so, in order that in the future, perhaps, when anyone speaks of this particular brother or this particular sister, will they be able to see the testimony that you have given for them to be able to see the Christ that is in you through that one specific matter?
啊，我或者又谂，哎呀，我乜都冇噃。
You might think, well, wait, I don't have very much.
咁或者呢个系俾我哋一个思考检讨嘅机会啊。
Maybe this is a chance for self-inspection.
啊，早上咧，我愿意继续喺啊了啊讲呢个亚伯拉罕吓。
Today I would like to continue our study into the person of Abraham.
哎呀 ，Simon， 你第一次咪讲过亚伯拉罕又讲吓。
You might say, but Simon, you already went through Abraham. We shared on him before.
我哋啊曾经从远处嚟睇过啊，有啲咁嘅特质啊。
Well, what we did was we looked at it from a far away focus when it came to our study last time.
而家咧，我哋走入个树林嘅里边。
But now we're going to actually enter into directly into the forest.
啊，躺在亚伯拉罕嘅葡萄树嘅时候，我哋睇下啊，呢棵葡萄树究竟系点样生长嘅？
Let's look at Abraham as a grapevine and see and exactly how this vine will grow.
佢点解会长到咁丰盛咧？而至于谂起会献以撒咧
？How is it possible that this Abraham would be able to mature and grow in such a way to a point where he's willing even to offer up his son Isaac.
当我嚟到思想亚伯拉罕嘅时候咧，我就知道最突出嘅就系献以撒。
We know whenever we talk about the person of Abraham, the most unique event would seemingly be his offering of his son Isaac.
咁佢喺嚟到见嚟到献以撒嘅时候咧，啊，佢要建一个坛啊。
Now, when he needed to make the offering, he had to build an altar.
咁我哋知唔知道究竟亚伯拉罕一生里边建过几多个祭坛呢
？I wonder if we know how many altars did Abraham build in his life?
啊，好多人都唔知啊，我都知道起一啲几多个啊，唔知佢答案咧系起过四个啊。
Many of us have some sort of semblance of an idea. Oh yeah, Abraham did build altars, but we might not be exactly sure. But the exact answer is actually four.
嗱，我哋嚟到翻开创世纪第十二章。
Let's first turn to Genesis chapter 12.
我哋嚟到睇下第十二章第第七节
Genesis chapter 12, let's begin with verse 7.
创世纪十二章七节耶和华向亚伯兰显现说 我要把这地赐给你的后裔。亚伯兰就在那里为向他显现的耶和华筑了一座坛。
It records there, and the Lord appeared to Abram and said, To your descendants I will give this land. So he built an altar there to the Lord who had appeared to him.
第八节，从那里他又迁到伯特利东边的山，支搭帐棚，西边是伯特利，东边是艾。他在那里又为耶和华筑了一座坛，求告耶和华的名。
Verse 8, Then he proceeded from there to the mountain on the east of Bethel and pitched his tent, with Bethel on the west and Ai on the east. And there he built an altar to the Lord and called upon the name of the Lord. Here in this particular reference, we see Abraham's, the recording of Abraham's first built, him building the first altar and also the second altar.
第九节就讲到后来亚伯兰又渐渐迁往南地去。
It says in verse 9 that and Abram journeyed on continuing toward the south.
去完南地呢返返嚟第13章第14第13章第4节。
And then after he went through the south country, we come to actually chapter 13.
或者我们读埋第三节啦 ,13 章第三节。他从南地渐渐往伯特利去到了伯特利和艾的中间就是从前支搭帐棚的地方也是他起先筑坛的地方他又在那里求告耶和华的名。
We'll begin with verse 3, chapter 13. And he went on his journeys from the Negev as far as Bethel to the place where his tent had been at the beginning between Bethel and Ai to the place of the altar which he had made there formerly. And there Abram called on the name of the Lord.Now, this is not a new altar which he had to build, but that he went back to the same site that he had built the second altar, and called upon the Lord.
在这件事情之后呢，就发生他同罗德相分开的事情了。
And it was there at that particular place that he then had a parting with Lot.
然之后来到第十八节，十三章的十八节。
And then when we come to verse 18 of chapter 13,
亚伯兰就搬了帐棚来到希伯伦万里的橡树那里居住在那里为耶和华筑了一座坛。
Verse 18 reads, Then Abram moved his tent and came and dwelt by the oaks of Mamre, which are in Hebron, and there he built an altar to the Lord.
这里是所起的第三所筑的第三座坛。
And this is the third new altar that he built.
咁最尾嗰座坛，大家都知道喺边度啦吓。
Now the fourth altar, I'm sure brothers and sisters know where it is, right？
就喺第二十二章吓。
It's recorded in chapter 22。
我就唔读啦吓。神试验亚伯拉罕献以撒嘅时候，佢就为神要筑咗一座嘅坛。
We're not going to read through the reference, but it's there that it tells us about the event of Abraham building an altar in order to offer his son Isaac as a sacrifice。
我哋有咗咁嘅印象咧，我哋翻翻来希伯来书嘅第十一章。
So now this is the impressions that we would have about Abraham. So let's go back to Hebrews chapter 11.
我由请听我读，我由第八节开始读。
Please listen as I read. I will begin reading with verse 8.
亚伯拉罕因着信蒙召的时候，就遵命出去，往将来要得为业的地方去。出去的时候还不知道往哪里去。他因着信就在所应许之地作客。好像在异地居住帐棚，与那同蒙一个应许的以撒、雅各一样，因为他等候那座有根基的城，就是神所经营、所建造的。因着信，连撒拉自己虽然过了生育的岁数，还能怀孕，因他以那为应许，因他以那以为那应许他的是可信的，所以从一个仿佛已死的人就生出子孙。如同天上的星那样众多，海边的沙那样无数。到十二节。
We'll begin reading verse 8 through 12. It says, By faith Abraham, when he was called, obeyed by going out to a place which he was to receive an inheritance. And when he went out, not knowing where he was going. By faith he lived as an alien in the land of promise, as in a foreign land, dwelling in tents with Isaac and Jacob, fellow heirs of the same promise.For he was looking for the city which has foundations, whose architect and builder is God. By faith, even Sarah herself received ability to conceive, even beyond the proper time of life, since she considered him faithful who had promised. Therefore, there was born even of one man and him as good as dead at that, as many descendants as the stars of the heaven in numbers, and as numerous as the sand which is by the seashore.
第十七节.
Jumping to verse 17.
伯拉罕因着信被试验的时候，就把以撒献上。这便是那喜欢领受应许的，将自己独生的儿子献上。 论到这儿子，曾有话说：从以撒生的，才要称为你的后裔。他以为神还能叫人从死里复活，他也仿佛从死中得回他的儿子来。17至19节。
Verses 17 to 19, it reads: By faith Abraham, when he was tested, offered up Isaac, and he who had received the promises was offering up his only begotten son. It was he to whom it was said, In Isaac your descendant shall be called. He considered that God is able to raise people even from the dead, from which he also received him back as a type.
我们知道呢，荣耀的神呼召亚伯拉罕嚟到出埃及。
We know that it was the Almighty God who called Abraham to leave his household, leave his land behind.
我们亦都知道亚伯拉罕个信心进到高峰就献以撒。
We know that Abraham, at the apex of his faith, was recorded when he offered up his son Isaac. Many times we admire these spiritual giants. We want to learn to be just like them.
今日呢，我要慢慢进入亚伯拉罕呢四个坛嘅过程当中，嚟睇见究竟神系点样样嚟到带领佢。
We want to enter into a study of the four altars Abraham built and see how God led this man.
喺呢个吾尔生活嘅时候咧，亚伯拉罕唔需要依靠神嘅。When
he was living in Ur, he did not need to trust in anyone else. He did not need to trust in God to have the livelihood.
因为佢有佢本族本家嘅人喺嗰度。
His family, his people, they were there.
並且喺嗰啲一切嘅環境都係咁熟悉嘅。
And he was in a very familiar environment.
佢曉得如何嘅嚟到活。
He knew how he was to live day by day.
但係當神呼召佢離開本族本家嘅時候。
But when God called him to leave his country, to leave his people,
佢嚟到呢個迦南地。
To come to the land of Canaan.
係佢所唔熟悉嘅。
This was a land that he did not know.
你睇亞伯拉罕嘅心思係好好嘅。You
look at the heart of Abraham, he's so good.
我哋都曾經交通過啦，有屬地嘅豐富，佢都撇離呢一切。We
shared on this last time, even though he had wealth of the world with him, yet he was willing to set it all aside.
雖然神應許迦南地，但佢冇到死都冇得著呢個地方。
Even though God had promised him the land of Canaan, yet in reality he never took hold of it, even at the point of death.
佢喺靈裏邊從遠處望見神要所要俾佢嘅新耶路撒冷。
But what he saw was a vision from afar of this new Jerusalem that was promised.
那係神所經營又建造嘅城。
Where God was the builder and the architect.
好多時我哋都有咁嘅睇見，我哋知道，但係當我哋真係進入神嘅帶領，要嚟到呢個地方要活嘅時候咧，裡面就起咗一啲嘅恐慌。
A lot of times we have that understanding. We can see that that is what is laid out before us. But when it requires for us to actually take a practical step to live it out, sometimes we're fearful.
好似我哋从一个地方去到另一个地方，好多嘢我哋唔认识。
When we come from one place and all of a sudden we plant ourselves in another place, there are many things that we're not familiar with.
好多都系陌生嘅。
A lot of things so unfamiliar to us.
我哋唔能够再靠我自己。
We can no longer rely upon ourselves.
喺亚伯拉罕里边，佢就起咗个心。
In Abraham, there evoked a heart.
究竟呢啲人佢会唔会对我友善呢？
He could have thought. I wonder if these people have good intentions towards me.
他们会不会来攻击我呢?
Are they going to rise up against me?
我在这里要如何来活呢?
How am I going to live my life here?
我所带的牛羊适不适合在这里生长呢?
The flock that I bring, will they be able to thrive here?
很多东西我们都没有把握。
There are a lot of things that we have no control over.
当他没有把握的时候,
but when he did not have control,
他就将在这里起一座坛。
Then he built an altar.
他将他自己交给神。
He offered himself up to God.
主啊，我冇办法按着我自己嘅心意嚟活。
Lord, I cannot live according to my own control.
啊, 我要你来带领我,
I need for you to guide me, to teach me how I'm to live.
啊, 这个是亚伯拉罕的心思。
And this then is the heart of Abraham.
我又看见他从一个地方又搬去到另一个地方。
And then we see him journeying from one place to another. We don't know why we don't know why he had to move from one place to another.
或者他吃了草, 那些,
那些, maybe it's because the pastures were not sufficient anymore for his flocks.
我们不知道,
we don't know. But wherever he went, as he arrived at a new place, though it was still within the boundaries of Canaan,
啊, 他不敢依靠自己。
He was still not willing to rely upon himself.
我不知道在, 啊, 阿伯拉罕心里面, 我不知道在这个地, 在这个地方, 我如何来活。
He, again, he would not know how, what the future lied there for them, for him.
圣经说他又起了另一个座坛。
But the Bible records that once again he built another altar.
啊, 在求告耶和华的名。
And he called upon the name of the Lord.
啊, 新約聖經告訴我們, 凡求告主名的就必得救。
In the New Testament, the Lord's words tell us that he who calls upon the Lord will be saved.
啊, 这个得救是指着救恩呢, 并且在我心里面,
this saved refers to, of course, salvation, but also refers to the fact that he can be whom we would rely on a day-to-day basis as well.
啊, 在我们在座当中, 我举好, 举一些例子, 啊,
now in our midst, let me raise a couple of examples.
譬如说, 啊, 现在你, 啊, 家里面, 你住得很舒服。
Let's say for example, you're very, very comfortable in your home.
你回家, 你都不用理的, 大老爷来的, 啊?
You don't have to worry about anything. You're the master of the house when you get home.
或者你是大少爷, 大小姐, 啊?
Maybe you're the prince or princess of the house.
啊, 但有一天你出去读书,
but one day you're going to go off and you go off to school.
啊, 你去到一大道读书,
you go to another location in order to get your education.
当你一年之后回来家的时候, 就会很欣赏家里每一样事情, 啊, 原来洗衣服, 啊, 这样的, 啊, 原来煮饭这么辛苦的, 啊,
if you're away from the house, you're away from your home, then you start to appreciate what you had. Oh, that's how you're supposed to do your laundry, and oh wow, that's how you're supposed to cook, and how things are always arranged and organized.
啊, 这些都是小事。
Now these are all minor details.
啊, 但还有, 我们出去的时候, 啊, 去到一个地方, 很多的事物, 我不知道如何来活。
When we arrive at a new location, there are so many different things. We have no habit. There's so different habits that we have to get into, different areas that we have to understand.
啊, 但当我们不晓得应当如何来活的时候,
but at a point where we when we don't know how we to proceed, or maybe you're out there somewhere and now you encounter difficulty, how will you make the choices?
啊, 有些人选择,
some people make the choice to say, well, I have to make sure I have many friends, I'm going to make new friends.
再加靠父母,
you know, when we're at home, of course, you rely upon your parents. But when you're away from home, you rely upon friends, right?
啊, 错的, 在家里靠主, 出去里都靠主, 啊?
No, wrong. When you're at home, you're supposed to rely upon the Lord. When you're outside, you're supposed to rely upon the Lord too.
啊, 不是叫你靠自己的方法, 啊?
Don't rely upon your own means, your own capability.
很多时候我们就是靠自己的方法。
A lot of times we rely upon our own means.
一直到呢, 我们碰到焦头烂额的时候呢, 我才说, 哎呀, 原来我忘记了主, 啊?
It's not only until we come to a dead end after dead end that we realize, oh, that's right, I'm supposed to rely upon the Lord.
啊, 圣经所教导我们的就是说当你不知道如何活的时候,
the Bible teaches us is that at the moment of time when you do not know what to do, then and you would need to know, trust in the Lord even more.
你看见亚伯拉罕他有一个这样的心意是很好的。
You know, this is the heart that is in Abraham. It is so precious.
但他有没有失败呢? 他有失败。
Did he fail though? Yes, he failed.
在圣经, 在外在读下去的时候, 就读到亚伯拉罕, 啊, 慢慢往这个南地来, 遇到饥荒, 就往南边来到, 啊, 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 来了。
We can see it in the Bible. It records that Abraham, when he continued towards the south country because of the famine that was where he was at, he encountered difficulty.
啊，咁我哋就唔详细讲讲佢先。但咧，佢一往埃及去嘅时候咧，佢就失败。
We're not going to go into that in too much detail, but just to suffice to say, at that moment in time when he walked towards Egypt, which was the south, to the south, the more he walked towards Egypt, the more he failed.
在亚伯拉罕身上面呢，埃及乃是讲到世界。
For Abraham, Egypt represented the world.
啊，乃是离开基督啊。
It means, it represents the fact that you have walked away from the Lord.
因为神所圈定给亚伯拉罕的地域乃是迦南地，在基督里。
Because the land that God had already circled out for him, for Abraham, was in Canaan.
当我们在基督里的时候，没问题。
When we are in the Lord, in Christ, we experience no problem.
但当我遇到难处的时候，我们不在基督里边去解决，我们离开基督去用自己的方法去解决的问题的时候，问题就越来越大。
But whenever we encounter difficulties and we search for an answer that's outside of Christ, then we realize the more we search based upon our own means, the more problems we encounter.
我们在亚伯拉罕身上边真系睇见呢一点。
And we see this very clearly in the person of Abraham.
佢喺嗰度见到饥荒。
He saw the famine that was in his land.
啊，佢冇去求问神。
He didn't ask for God.
我就谂，哎呀，饥荒嘛，人嘅方法好自然啦，饥荒咪要移去嗰啲冇饥荒嘅地方啦。
Very naturally, it was like, oh, if there's a famine, of course you go to a place that doesn't have a famine.
啊，咁佢以为可以解决问题。
And he, so he thinks that's a logical solution.
嗱，结果咧，饥荒问题好似解决咗，却引嚟第二啲嘅问题。
But even though he resolved that problem of famine, he encountered other problems.
啊，当然喺嗰度啊，神都有恩典，慢慢又都将佢俾佢睇见佢自己错，所以佢睇见我哋头先读过节圣经。就见到佢慢慢又翻翻去去喺第二座祭坛嘅地方。
Of course, God has much grace for him. So end up in the south country where Abraham was, God allowed him to see that he had made the wrong turn. And so we see in the passage that we read how he retraced his steps back along the path to the place where he first, where he had built his second altar.
俾我睇见，原来我喺边度跌倒。就要在哪裡起翻上嚟。
So what this teaches us is that wherever we have fallen, we need to get back in that particular place in order to get back upright.
好多時喺今日嘅喺我哋生活嘅裏面，我都遇到好多嘅難處。
In our day-to-day lives, we experience many difficulties and hardships.
我哋好容易嘅反應就係用自己嘅方法嚟解決。
A very natural reaction for us is to solve it based on what we know.
並且好多時呢啲嘅方法咧，都唔係基督所允許嘅問題，就出喺呢度。
But the problem is, a lot of those solutions that we figure out is not what the Lord has permitted.
可能喺我哋感情上邊，我哋會咁做嘅。
Maybe emotionally speaking, that would be our first tap.
啊，我哋嗰个 relationship 啊，人同人中间男女朋友个 relationship， 我都会咁做。
We do this when it comes to talking about relationships between different genders.
啊，哎呀，呢度冇神冇为我预备弟兄，或者神冇为我预备姊妹，我出去揾一个。
When it comes to romance and that type of relationship, we think, well, let me look around here. Well, there doesn't seem to be anybody appropriate or suitable for me here. Let me go somewhere else and look.
在不信主的人当中来寻找。
We might even start to look amongst our friends who are not Christians.
这个不是神所给我所看见在迦南地基督里面要做的事情。
This is not a way that God has shown us to walk. Not a way for someone who lives within the boundaries of Canaan is supposed to conduct their lives.
好多事情，这个只不过一个例子。好多事情我都是用我们自己的方法，我用我的方法来解决。
This is only an example, but there are many different areas where we say, no, I'm going to know what to do. Let me just look and see what I want to do.
啊，但是当我们这样做的时候，一步一步带来更多更多更多的问题。
But the problem is, each and every step that we take along that direction brings us more and more difficulties and hardship.
我从来没看见一个信主的人和一个不信主的结合会带来爱主的结果的。除非这个配偶是信得到主。
I have never witnessed with my own eyes a match of two people where one is a believer in the Lord and one is not a believer that will result in a relationship that loves the Lord even more. Unless the Lord is there in that relationship will not have that result.
在这些年间，总是看见这些人兜一个大的圈。 在世界里面,因为与不信主的人结合,慢慢被带来主,那个时候主有恩典临到他身上,他看见我要回来主的里面,但已经浪费了很多很多的年,是很可怜的事。Using
that example, an individual might go forward and to try to find someone suitable for them in outer circles in the friendships. They might search for a long, long time. And the Lord would have mercy upon them. Maybe perhaps enlighten them to say, no, this is not right. This is not right. This is not going to be the match. So then eventually the Lord brings them back into the fold. And he then, of course, has grace. But he would have wasted so much time and effort throughout all that searching.
我看见在亚伯拉罕身上,他真的走了一个圈,慢慢他又回到来,他见第二个谈的地方。
And we see that in Abraham, that he went forward, but he had to circle back. He had to retrace his steps until he came back to the place where he had built his second altar.
原来当初我是这样将我自己来奉献给神，我错了，我用自己的方法，现今我又回到这个地方，再将自己再次来奉献给神。
It is when we realize I have done wrong. I'm looking back to see how I consecrated myself to the Lord initially and how I must now come back to that place where I once again I consecrate myself to the Lord in order for it to be right. Now, another event occurred for Abraham. Now, at that particular place, then there was a difficulty, a disagreement that occurred within his household. He had brought his nephew Lot along with him, and both of them had increased in wealth as they traveled. But here at this particular place, the servants of the two houses started to have a disagreement and argument, and there was now a need to resolve that matter.
结果罗德就选择了他所要的地方就离开了。
Ultimately, then Lot chose the land that he wanted to dwell in, and so then he took his portion of his wealth and he went to that land.
当神起初呼召亚伯拉罕的时候，是呼召他离开本族、本家和本地。
When God first called Abraham, the calling was for him to leave his people, to leave his household, and to leave his family. To leave the land and his house and his family. In actuality, Abraham only listened to the majority of that calling, and he did not adhere to the strictest of that calling. He left his land. He left most of his family. But he did bring along with him his father and also his nephew, Lot. In the middle of his travels, his father passed away. Perhaps Lot is the person whom Abraham was brought up with and lived with and that he treasured the most. So he dare not leave Lot behind. Of course, in his mind, he also thinks, well, Lot needs me. But that didn't turn out to be the case. For Abraham, it might have been out of courtesy. He would have said, okay, Lot, we need to go in separate ways. Why don't you go ahead and choose? And immediately, Lot chose the best land, and he went that way. And now Lot left. And so for Abraham, he was without Lot. He no longer had his best friend. How will he proceed? Where was he going to go? How will I live? Today, as we live, maybe you have lived with your children for so many years. You already used to taking care of them. You're so happy when you see your children. But one day, your children need to leave. Need to go out for school, go to a far place for school.
要嫁人啦。
Maybe they will be married. They have to they have to move out of the house.
做工要離開了,
or maybe because of their occupation, it brings them somewhere else.
哦，你話呢個係一個空巢嘅時期啊。
He said that such a as an empty nest time.
我究竟有時我真係問下我自己，我究竟為誰而活呢？
Sometimes I ask myself, what is the purpose of my life? For whom do I live?
我生命好似有咗空虛。
There seems to be now an emptiness in my heart. It seems that I have no substance. Maybe fear creeps in. And then Abraham, for him, he built another altar. Once again, he consecrated himself to the Lord. At any moment in time, when Abraham found himself to be wanting, when found himself to be questioning how he was supposed to walk, he built an altar.
那時羅德年輕的我,
a lot was always younger, perhaps, so in the past, he could have been my support.
或者,
maybe if I had a heart attack, then Lot would know CPR and be able to revive me.
现在罗德都不在了,
but Lot was not there anymore.
我应当如何来活呢?
How will I survive?
在圣经我们星期五楼上来读以斯拉记的时候，就讲到几件事。
In, on Friday evening, we're studying the book. We're studying into the book of Ezra.
就講到以色列人去翻去嚟到建聖殿嘅時候咧，仇敵嚟到恐嚇佢哋，要攻擊佢哋。咁佢裏邊有懼怕。It
tells us of the Israelites going back to Jerusalem to rebuild the temple, and it also depicts how the enemies came to attack them, and that fear now came upon the Jews.
咁佢因住惧怕做咩事情呢？佢哋唔係起嚟同人爭戰。
So when that happened, what did the Jews do? Did they get up? Did they gather themselves, fortify themselves and fight against their enemies?
佢所作嘅第一件事情乃係要獻祭。
The first thing they did was to get up and make an offering.
乃係返到主嘅裏邊將自己做一次嘅奉獻俾主。
It means once again they came back to where the Lord was and consecrated themselves to the Lord.
奉獻俾主乃講我將我主權再一次交過俾主。
Consecrating yourself to the Lord means that you have given up your rights, the rights to your life, to the Lord. I can no longer live according to my own wishes. In actuality, I have no way to know how I can survive. Based on my own will, I have no control, I have no idea. But the Lord, He loves me. He will not leave me desolate. When I'm willing to offer up the rights of my life back to Him, He is in control of heaven and earth. He is in control of tomorrow, and so therefore He will lead me to be able to walk the way that I'm supposed to walk. And this then is a lesson for Abraham to learn. And that is why he is able to come to a point where his faith flourished to its apex. For when God called out to him to tell him that he is supposed to offer up his son as a living sacrifice, there is a great contradiction of that calling compared to what he already knows. Because thinking back, during the time when God promised him that he was to be the possessor of this land, initially, at that time, he did not have any sons, not even Ishmael. So the only people that he had, or the only person that he had with him that considered he would consider as an heir would be Lot.
當羅德走咗之後，佢又諗下，哎呀，可能係我仆人，我管家嘅仔喎。
Then when Lot left, he thought, well, now what do I have? Maybe is my inheritance would be given to the caretaker of my home.
但又不是,神说不是,
but God said, no, it's not to be given to him. It must be given to your own line. That means your own descendant, your own son.
大家老迈了,90岁怎么办呢?
Well, what are they going to do? Abraham can look at Sarah, and they're both already advanced in age.
帮神手吧,
maybe we can sort of help God.
于是就出了个以实玛利出来了。So
then, based on their desire to do so, Abraham took Sarah's maiden and then had a son with her. And that was Ishmael.
看见他,阿伯拉罕是不是离开基督,离开基督,用自己的方法,又用自己的方法,没可能的,他要用自己的方法来解决这些问题。
So did Abraham err? Yes, he left the Lord again. He utilized his own way to try to meet the promise of God.
因为阿伯拉罕这么想,所以搞到我今天中东这么混乱,都是这么缘故。
In actuality, if you look at it, based on his decision to do what he did, that brought on the conflict that we see today in the Middle East.
但神说不是,
but God once again came and said, no, that is not what I want.
要从撒拉所生的才是。
It must be a son that comes from you and Sarah.
当神要说的时候,撒拉就躲在后面笑。
When God foretold this to Abraham, Sarah actually overheard it because she was hiding behind the curtains, and for her, she just laughed.
其实圣经里面你细心地读,阿伯拉罕都是这样笑的,怎么行啊,我和我老伴都老了,都绝了经,怎么可能还会生出个儿子出来呢?
But don't just look at Sarah, because the Bible actually tells us that even Abraham thought the same way. They laughed because they thought, how in the world is this going to happen? Look at the two of us, we're so old already. How could it be that we would have a son at this point in our lives?
但是呢,神要在他的儿子身上边, 真是从这个撒拉生的事算数,
but that is God's promise that it would must be through Abraham and Sarah that the son would come forth.
好不容易了,90多岁人生到一个以撒出来,感觉了。
It's an impossibility, someone in their 90s and yet being able to bear a son.
但是神现在说叫他将以撒献上,
but that's how Isaac came to being. Now, God is calling out to Abraham again to say, offer up your son Isaac as a sacrifice.
但又说,都曾经说,从这个以撒生的,先要算你的后裔,你的后裔才能够得地,那么有一个很大矛盾,有从以撒生才能够得,现在叫他以撒献上,是不是很大矛盾?
So this is the contradiction that must have ran through, the conflict that ran through Abraham's heart and mind. Because on the one hand, he held fast to the promise that only the son that was going to come from Sarah and him would be able to be the son of promise, to be able to go, possess the land. Yet on the other hand, right now, God is calling him to say, I need to offer up that very son by which we would have that promise be fulfilled. So how could it be?
但在阿伯拉罕的心里面,因着他以前所学过的功课,他知道。But
at the same time, based on the lessons that Abraham already learned from his past, he knew what he needed to do. He knew that with God, there was nothing that was impossible. In his mind, he knew, it occurred to him that he can give his son as a sacrifice and to offer him on this altar. But with God, God was able to raise him up, raise his son up from the dead and to be able to fulfill the promise that God had given. So for him, what he saw was that resurrected Christ. That he considered God able to raise the dead, to bring back the person who has already died. We see God so filled with grace.
你睇见喺希伯来书十一章、十二章里边所记载嗰啲人，其实你如果你细心去读咧，好多个都系有缺点嘅，有失败嘅。
If you look at Hebrew chapter 11, chapter 12, and read through very carefully and look at each and every one of those characters that's depicted there, each and every one had their faults. Each and every one had their shortcomings.
挪亚有没有失败? 有失败。
Did Noah have any shortcomings? Yes.
但在希伯来书没有记载。
But in Hebrew, the shortcoming was not recorded.
挪亚因着信就这样。
All it says is by faith, Noah, and then records what he did.
伯拉罕有没有失败? 有失败。
Did Abraham have failures? Yes.
但神却没有数算他失败。
But God did not remember or count his failings.
这个撒拉有没有失败? 有失败。
How about Sarah? Did she fail? Yes.
她在那里起笑，不信。
She mocked God's promise with her laugh.
但后来她里面真的信了。
But ultimately though, she had faith.
圣经就记载撒拉因着信。
And because of that, the Bible records, by faith, Sarah, and then records what she did.
所以在我们身上，一生里面，我们都有很多的失败。
So for us, we're filled with failures.
我们好像亚伯拉罕那样，我们离开了用自己的方法。
We're just like Abraham. We have detoured away from the Lord, utilizing our own means.
但只要我们再一次回到基督的里面。
But the only thing that's required is for us to return to where the Lord is.
神就喜悦我们。
And then, we are found pleasing and acceptable in God's sight.
有一天当神数算我们的时候,
one day when the Lord, when God takes account with us,
这个失败都被羔羊的血来洗干净,
we'll realize that all of our failures would have been washed away by the blood of the Lamb.
神好像忘记了这事一样,
for God is as if he has forgotten all of our failures.
就记得他的儿子们曾经是这样来荣耀他。
But he will remember that his children had glorified him in whatever way.
愿意这些话给我们里面有激励。
So may these words now move us.
我们晓得应当在神面前如何你活。
So we know how we are to live our lives before the Lord.
好像亚伯拉罕一样，将自己当我遇到困难，当我不知道如何活，当我们在我的工作上面，在我健康上面，各种遇到我们不适对付的事情的时候， 叫我们更多的将自己奉献给主。
So that whatever the circumstances might be, whether it's our health, whether it's our work, whatever it is, if we encounter difficulty and hardship, we would know that we need to come back to the Lord and know how to live our lives.
继续下来讲两个人。
There are two other people that I would like to go into at this point.
希伯来书十一章。
Recorded in Hebrews chapter 11.
20节。
Verse 20.
以撒因着信，就指着将来的事给雅各以扫祝福。雅各因着信，临死的时候给约瑟的两个儿子各自祝福，扶着杖头敬拜神。Verse
20, it reads, by faith Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau, even regarding things to come. By faith Jacob, as he was dying, blessed each of the sons of Joseph and worshipped, leaning on the top of his staff.
在20节和21节的时候，讲到两个人物都是同一个光景里面作一件事情。他所作的事情又是很相似的。
In verses 20 and 21, it records for us two specific characters. Each of those, though, did a similar thing, for each of them saw a similar vision.
都是他们临死之前做的。
These were both things that these characters did at the end of their lives.
他们做什么事情呢？给他们的儿子来祝福。
What did they do? They blessed their children.
以撒为雅各和以扫祝福。
Isaac blessed Jacob and Esau.
雅各为约瑟的两个儿子来祝福。
Jacob blessed the sons of Joseph.
并且在这两个祝福的事情上都有类似的。
Now, there is an order.
有些similarity.
I'm sorry. There is a similarity to both of these blessings.
就是长子都不得着长子的名分的。
And the similarity is that the elder, the firstborn, did not receive the blessings that should have come with being the firstborn.
我们详细一点来看。
Let us look into a little bit more detail.
我哋从圣经历史嘅记载咧，我哋知道呢啲祝福咧系按着真系当事人嘅祝福咧所讲嘅嚟发生嘅。
Based on what we understand that in the Old Testament time, the blessings that were given by an individual truly came true.
呢两个人讲。
For these two individuals.
咁所以我哋睇见咧，佢喺嗰度做一件咩事情咧？佢喺信心嘅里边嚟到将基督嚟到传递落去。如果冇基督咧，啲应许都系虚空。
What did they do upon with the blessings that is essentially the blessings were a way for them to convey Christ or to give Christ to their sons. Without Christ, none of the promises would have any substance.
并且你会奇怪点解佢能够未卜先知咧？如果我想为我个仔或者我个女祝福咧，我梗系讲到有咁好得咁好，惊讲漏啦，系嘛？但会唔会按照我所讲嘅应验咧？亦都未必喎。
But it says here, it says regarding things to come. That means things that are not yet there. You know, logically speaking, you think that if I'm going to talk about blessings, that I want to make the blessings as grand as possible to make sure that I cover all bases. But would I think about things that haven't even come yet? Not really. Not usually.
并且你睇下雅各嘅事情，你就知道雅各系将长子嘅名分系压翻嚟嘅，我都晓得。
And especially if you look at the person of Jacob, if you recall, historically speaking, that Jacob deceived and schemed his way to getting the blessing of the firstborn.
你以为哎呀，这个以撒真系老懵懂咯。
You think Esau must have been foolish? I'm sorry. Oh, I'm sorry. Yes. You must have thought. Maybe we must have thought, thinking back at the event, that Isaac would have been too old, and he must have lost his mind.
或者我应当重组，或者我试下重组圣经嘅故事。你要睇下，如果唔系咁发生，如果系咁样嘅，又会点发生咧？咁啊
？Maybe let's take a look at this matter, and let's just suppose that things were a little bit different. What if things had occurred in a different way? Then let's see what the results would be.
以撒到年老嘅时候，眼睛昏花可能有白内障睇唔见嘢啦。
So Isaac at that particular time had already grown old.He was advanced in age, and he had limited sight. Perhaps he had cataracts. I don't know, but he had limited sight.
咁佢就哎呀，想食啊！老好多老人家都净系想食嘅，而家老咗嘅时候。
And it's true when you grow old, really the only thing that's in your heart is, oh, I want to eat this or I want to savor that food.
佢就叫以扫去打猎整啲野味翻嚟食，唔知有沙士啊。
So then he told Esau.To go out and hunt and to bring back meat so that he could make a savory stew for him. Maybe he didn't know about the existence of SARS at that particular time.
倘若这个雅各或者没假扮到以扫以扫真的拿了些东西给他吃了，那他为以扫祝福，究竟事情会怎么发生呢？
So let's assume that Jacob did not intervene.And that he did not pretend to be like his brother and bring forth a stew to get the blessing. Let's assume that Esau did go out, hunt, made the savory stew, came back to Isaac, and Isaac blessed Esau with the blessing of the firstborn.
咁系咪以扫就会得着以撒所祝福长子嘅祝福咧？
Would Esau be able to receive all the blessings that have now been been given to Jacob after he has deceived his way through or connived his way to the blessing?
我相信不会。
I don't think so.
我觉得因为神的灵在他的里面。
Because I feel that God, the Spirit of God was upon Jacob.
在以撒的里面。
Upon Isaac.
以撒虽然眼睇唔到
，even though Isaac could not see physically，
但神睇到
，but God can see。
所以当佢嚟到祝福嘅时候
，so when he when he offered his blessing，
乃系佢里边嘅基督，乃系圣灵喺度引导佢嚟到祝福嘅。
It was the Christ that was in him. It was the Spirit of God that was in him that prompted him to bless whom he blessed.
就算他看不到，就算这个以扫，这个雅各没有骂他，但当他来为以扫祝福的时候，都不可以祝福得到那些祝福。
Even if Jacob never connived his way into this matter at all, and Isaac was blessing Esau, Isaac would never have been able to provide the same blessing that he actually had blessed Jacob with, as we know it today.
同样地,
at the same time,
这个约瑟,
when it comes to Joseph,
雅各被这个约瑟儿子来祝福的时候，同样,
it is actually the same thing that we find upon Jacob's blessing for the sons of Joseph.
当约瑟将他两个儿子带来到雅各前边，长子在那边，次子在那边。
Joseph brought his two sons before Jacob for his blessing. And so the elder son, the first son was on the right hand side, the younger son came on, stood on the left hand
side.
So very naturally, if you were the person that was doing the blessing, you would extend your right hand and bless this person here, and which is the older son. That is exactly how Joseph intended for it to happen. That's why he had the elder son stand on this side.
但是雅各他交叉手，将这个右手来按在次子的头上，将这个第二个仔立在长子之上。
But when Jacob gave his blessing, he crossed his hands, and so that he blessed the second son with the blessing that should have come for the elder son. For the firstborn.
约瑟看见就不高兴了，哎，爸爸你搞错，他要将他爸爸的手拉回好。爸爸说不是，我女儿很清楚啊。And
it very clearly tells us, Joseph was not very happy when he saw Jacob extending his two hands like that. And so he told Jacob, Father, that is not the way you have crossed your hands. But for Jacob, he said, I'm very clear. I have not made a mistake. This is the way that it should be done.
看见吗？外体虽然日渐嘅毁坏。
Do you see that even though externally we are deteriorating and growing old,
但内心却一天新似一天。
But the inner man is renewed day by day.
一个属灵嘅人里边系清楚嘅。
A spiritual man is very clear in his mind.
希望张弟兄唔好介意啊，我讲一个张弟兄嘅故事俾大家听啊。
I asked Brother Stephen to forgive me because I'm going to use him as an example that I'm about to give now.
很多年前啊。Many
years ago.
我张弟兄关心嗰啲肢体啊，哎呀，某某姊妹，点解你生咗仔咁耐仲未收肚啊，仲未收腰啊？
Our brother Stephen saw a sister who had just given birth. Saw a sister who had given birth to a child, and she looked and approached her and says, "Oh, why is it that you still seem to have retained the weight that you gained during your pregnancy, even though you have already given birth?" Because you can still see that she still had a full tummy.
姊妹同佢讲，弟兄，我第二个嚟紧啊。
The sister's reply was, "Brother, I'm actually pregnant for the second time."
咁啊，最近我哋又讲起上嚟啊。And
so more recently,
咁咪讲紧 Helen 有 BB 啊。We
know that our sister Helen, she's also pregnant now.
咁第二个，吓，乜系咩？唔怪之我见佢着啲衫冇腰噶啦，原来有 BB 啊。
So our brother Stephen just sort of blurted out, says, "Oh, really? She's pregnant? No wonder. When I see her wearing those clothes, it seems like she didn't have much of a waistline."
我话咁唔紧要，不过你知唔知道Shirley有 BB
啊？9个月噶啦。And to me, since we were in a conversation, I said, "Oh, well, it doesn't really matter. But do you also know that our sister Shirley, she's also pregnant? She's almost 9 months."
哦，呢个我知道。
And his reply was, "Oh, I knew that."
哦，咁我感谢主都有啲观察能力啊。
I said, "Okay, that's good that there's at least some sense of discernment."
哦，咁你就睇见，哎呀，真系我哋人老咗咧，真系眼会昏花嘅。
Because this is the truth that when we go old, we lose sight, we lose our the ability to see.
啊，但系咧，外体虽然日渐萎靡。
But even though externally, we are deteriorating physically.
啊，但係內心佢個張頂裏邊個靈有清楚嘅。
But our brother Stephen, he is very clear in his spirit.
啊，內心一天新似一天。
That our inner man is renewed day by day.
啊，所以奉勸啊，我上咗年紀嘅你唔使灰心嘅嚇。
So for those who are getting up there in age, you need not be concerned.
雖然外邊慢慢啊呢度痛嗰度痛。
Though externally, our physical being, we have many ails and many hurts.
我一眼又睇唔到，耳又聋啦。
Perhaps we have lost our vision. Perhaps we have become deaf.
或者我哋会为食一啲吓。
Maybe we now all we think about is food.
啊，但系神俾我里边嘅生命。
But the life that the Lord grants to us.
啊，乃唔系会毁坏嘅。
That life will not deteriorate.
当我贴近主嘅时候。
The more we draw near to the Lord.
啊，里面嗰个灵系十分清晰。
Then that inner spirit becomes more and more clear。
啊，呢个乃系俾咗我里边好大嘅激励。
This is a great encouragement for all of us。
我哋喺信心嘅里边嚟同啊，当我一路喺主嘅面前嚟活嘅时候，唔受呢个肉体嘅限制。
That as we live day by day, we live by abiding in the Lord, that we are not limited by our physical constraints.
这个生命是越来越成熟的。
That our inner life would become more and more mature.
对主的事物越来越敏感。
And that we are more and more sensitive to those things of the Lord.
啊，这个比我们里面十分大的激励。
This is such a great encouragement for all of us.
啊，用愿意主用着这些话，要给我们彼此啊有激励。
So may the Lord utilize these words in order for us to be able to mutually edify.
啊，好似希伯来书咁讲，我冇办法再讲落去啦。
We don't have the time to continue on, but as this is recorded in Hebrews.
啊，好似喺32节嗰度咁讲。
Verse 32.
我又何必再说呢？若要一一细说呢，时候就不够了。
And for what more shall I say? For time will fail me if I continue on.
啊，所以盼望我哋希伯来书，我哋交通就交通到呢度吓。大家读紧希伯来书，咁我哋以后慢慢喺班上边再交通。
So this brings to an end of our sharing here from the pulpit in regards to the book of Hebrews. But since we are studying the book of Hebrews in our small group, we encourage for brothers and sisters to continue forward to learn together.
好，我哋祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我哋感谢赞美你。
Our Lord, we praise and thank you.
我哋主又美又善。
Our Lord is so precious, so good.
哦，即系我哋将自己交喺你嘅手里边，原系应当。
It is appropriate and more than proper for us to commit ourselves into your hands.
哦，早晨教导我哋，无论遇到咩难处，主，我哋愿意将自己更多交你嘅里面。
Lord, you've taught us that no matter what circumstances may bring, that the only thing that's needed is for us to commit ourselves to you even more.
叫我们不用自己的方法。
Allow us not to utilize our own means.
啊，因为你是那位掌握明天的神。
For you are the God who holds tomorrow.
哦，又叫我们真的在里面的生命越来越成熟。
And may you allow our inner life, inner spirit, our inner life to continue to grow and mature.
啊，叫我们灵命与主常有交通。
So that we will have constant communication and fellowship with our Lord Jesus Christ.
哦，主啊，叫你自己嘅旨意喺我身上边能够更多嚟到活出。
May your will continue to be able to live out in our lives.
我真系想象啊，想望主啊，我当人嚟看我哋呢个人嘅时候，能够睇见基督嘅特质喺我身上边度显出。
It is our yearning, is our desire that when others see us, they will be able to see Christ that is in us.
啊，愿主自己旨意嚟成就。
May the Lord's own will be established.
啊，教会主嚟祝福教会。
And the blessing come upon the church.
祷告奉主耶稣基督嘅名。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
Amen.
Amen.